Strawny.
For breakfast.
Well, I've been talking about it for most of the morning. We'd have a very special guest coming up before 9 o'clock, and I'd like to welcome back to the studios of Triple M, Angus Gill, rising country star, who's burst in through the door there. G'day, Angus. How are you?
Hey, Strawny. How you doing, mate?
Terrific, buddy. We're going to talk about the new single. It was released Friday. A lot of your stuff has been very much up-tempo and fun songs. I know Lighty sings your roadworks song because they're still doing the roadworks in front of his tire place.
Oh, poor Lighty.
Yeah, poor Lighty. But anyway, he'll get over it. He's ugly enough and big enough. The new song, Angus, it's quite a serious song that's got a really interesting message that is now starting to get through to the greater community that's been around for a long time. Tell us the story about the song.
Well, it's actually one of my most poignant songs, I think, to date, Strawny. It's a song called Staring Out the Back of a Car, and I had the idea when I was finishing my HSC, and in history class, obviously, we were educated about that period that was known as the Stolen Generation, and I sat down to watch the great Australian film, The Rabbit-Proof Fence, and there was this particular scene where they were taking the kids away, and a line popped into my head. It was a particularly confronting scene and emotional, you know, and I had the line, "It's hard to look forward when you're staring out the back of a car," pop into my head, and I knew that it was something that I could write a song about, you know, and I was just I was keeping the idea to myself for a bit, and then I caught up with a friend of mine, a well respected Indigenous singer songwriter. His name was Kevin Bennett, and he's out of a Sydney roots band called The Flood, and I sat down to write with him about 3 years ago, and we came up with the song in about 3 hours, and it's quite fitting because it's National Reconciliation Week this week.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
With the theme being "Don't keep history a mystery," and that's what the song's kind of doing in a way. You know, it's educating.
Fantastic.
And yeah, it's a very very poignant one and
powerful message.
You know, yeah.
We're going to play the song in just a tick. You're off to Nashville shortly to go and do some writing. And again, what a great experience for you. I bet you you can't wait. How long will you be in Nashville?
I'll be in there for a month and a half. Yeah. So it's
do you know it's going to be 1,000 degrees over there too?
I know. And that's why I've kind of strategically planned to go over there when it's getting freezing cold here.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to write for the new album project, and I'm just organising, currently emailing thousands of people, to organise 2 co-writes a day. So
good stuff, and of course we're doing the big giveaway and meet and greet with Keith at the moment, who again started as a Neville.
Yeah.
I remember on those pink NFS CDs getting his first stuff, and look at him now, just amazing story. Angus, thanks for dropping in. Stay in touch. It's a great effort. Particularly from a young person that's picked this up as a subject. The song's very well produced. How can we get it?
It's available everywhere. I like to say I'm omnipotent, so you can you can get me anywhere. But no, thanks for the chat, Strawny. It's always great to catch up.
Good stuff. All right. Look for it. Here it is. Angus's new song, Staring Out the Back of a Car, featuring Kevin Bennett. It's a great story. All the best, Angus. It's Triple M.
Mum saw the dust before any of us had a clue. Run for the hills, kids, the government's coming for you. I fell over and I started to cry. You cleared the fence in a blink of an eye. And I felt the touch of a stranger for the very first time. That stranger put a piece of paper in my mother's hand. Said he'll have a better life in town, don't you understand? He'll learn how to read and write. Everything will be black and white. Then he opened up the door of the Dodge and threw me inside.
the boathouse. In this town I felt I was always standing out. They wanted to change my name, and I tried hard just to swallow that shame. I've been fighting with fate ever since I was taken away. Gonna take us far, and who these people are. Yeah, it's hard to look forward when you're staring at the back of the car. Every time I hear an engine start, I see my sister and it breaks my heart. My mother crying through the fingerprints on the glass. Staring at the back of a car. Wondering if it's gonna take us far. And who these people are. Yeah, it's hard to look forward when you're staring at the back of the car. Yeah, it's hard to look forward when you're staring at the back of the car. Yeah, it's hard to look forward when you're staring at the back of the car.
Triple M, the new one for Angus Gill, and as he says, a poignant story, staring out the back of a car, available now throughout the World Wide Web. Look for it. He's a very talented young man, and he's off to Nashville to write for about a month. It's going to be about 45 degrees every day, but if you were him, wouldn't you just, you just couldn't wait. It'd be like the last day at school before the Christmas holidays when you only get 6 weeks off. He's a very talented young lad. Angus Gill, we thank you for joining us on the show. It's 12 to 9.